And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, Sebastian Norn, all the way from Sweden. But he's here all the time now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Eric Reinert, and special in-studio guest for about 30 seconds is Kimberly Isaac, star of Understanding Autism, heard on Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Kimberly, you're on 1480. How do you feel?
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is good. Tell a little snippet of your show on, of course, every second Monday and Tuesday from 3 to 4.
Yeah, from 3 to 4. Our show is Understanding Autism, and I am a co-host of the show alongside Paul Loudon, who's an adult
liver?
With autism. Oh. Oh, and you too. No. And Paul is actually on the spectrum, so he provides a really interesting perspective on what it's like living with an autism spectrum disorder, and we just share our experiences, and it's great.
It's a great show. It's educational, it's inspirational, it's motivation, and you and Paul make a great team. There's no question about it, although I will slip in the NLP does add some flavor to it. But you can always hear it any of the show's archive, breakradioshow.com. Go into archives under Understanding Autism. And if you know someone that's on the spectrum or anyone that you can help, this is a show, a resource, I believe, to help people. And it does help people.
We've had really great feedback, actually. So it's been really great to have the opportunity. So we thank you for that.
You are more than welcome. And you like movies. Oh, no, you don't. Okay. Jenny does.
It depends on the movie.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie all time?
Oh, my gosh.
The Ten Commandments.
You know what? I have to say, the first thing that just flashed in my mind, I wonder how these guys are going to react.
Uh-oh. Is it clean?
Oh.
Okay, good.
Come on. You know me.
Oh, I know her.
No, I'm such an 80s girl. Back to the Futures, parts one, two. Well, let's see.
My really?
Oh, Back to the Futures are not like
three.
My favorite. Maybe not three. I would say maybe. Gosh, what is my favorite? Maybe
one or two.
Maybe two.
Remember Leah Thompson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was on her show. Nice, yeah. Nice person.
I'd have to say those are my favorites of all time. Mm. I watch them every year, like once a year. I like do back-to-back trilogy style. And
wow, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea. Do you like Back to the Future?
I do like Back to the Future.
They were good shows, actually. And yeah. How about second favorite?
Second favorite, definitely going to be in the 80s category.
80s.
I don't know. Gosh, I kind of am into...
When Harry Met Sally.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'll have what she's having. Okay. So, no, that was a funny movie. Billy Joel.
Billy Crystal.
I love Billy Joel, too. You like Billy Joel.
Yeah, but didn't
Billy
he play Crystal the piano awesome in that movie?
So which one?
And didn't Billy Joel play piano in that movie?
I think...
I'm going to do it for him this time, since he always
thank
does it
you
for me.
Yes.
What was it?
Thank you.
Actually, I just thought of my second favorite.
What?
Probably Breakfast Club.
Oh, I love that
Molly
one.
Molly Ringwald, amazing in the 80s.
And the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, yep. Excellent movie. Oh, very he's nicely.
Still talking about food. I mean, you mentioned chicken livers and she's talking about breakfast now. I mean, all this food, come on, people.
Have you ever
I'm so
heard
hungry.
Popcorn
That's why you
ice
bring
cream?
Lunch.
No, I haven't.
Joseph likes the popcorn ice cream.
Although they have those Jelly Bellies that are popcorn flavored.
Yes, Eric and I love those.
Oh, do you?
Didn't we have that guy on, too?
We did. Oh, we had the inventor of the Jelly Belly on.
Oh, next time I come in, I'll bring you guys some Jelly Belly.
He was supposed to send some, or at least Trisha was said she was going to order some. And no one ever brings us food.
No, the pie people.
The pie lady did.
Yeah, she brought us food. She was excellent.
That was very good. All right, so very cool. So thank you for stopping by, Kimberly Isaac, Understanding Autism, every second Monday and Tuesday, 3 to 4, heard on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, and that's breakradioshow.com. Listen live, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Yep. And now, back to Joseph Erdo.
Yeah, well, and of course, the song that brought us into this segment of course, that was I Love It by Iconopop. That's a Swedish group.
Iconopop.
I Love It.
Iconopop.
Oh, I love it.
Is that how you say
it?
Iconopop?
I can't get enough of it. Is that it?
No. Oh. The song that brought us into this segment. I danced to that song. I twerked to it. At the bar crawls.
Why is she crashing her car into the bridge?
I have no idea. Because she loves it.
Because she doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't
she's
know that.
She's a 90s chick.
A who? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nike.
No, what?
No.
nightgown?
Nightgown.
Negligee?
Negligee.
Okay, we need some hearing aids for Dave.
Yes.
Has it gotten to that point?
Negligees.
Yeah, it's, we reached that
point.
What
about the nightgowns and negligees?
Well, since you mentioned the chicken livers, I want to mention.
I didn't mention chicken
livers. You did mention chicken livers a couple minutes ago.
He
needs some memory pills as well.
Or some type of pills.
We'll have to ask Trisha about that.
Remember Bob Dole?
Yeah.
He loses election and he advertises Viagra.
I know.
Oh, no. It was a Coca-Cola. Or both.
There's a big difference there.
Now you tell me. So, okay.
So the chicken livers, I went to Jerome with my super awesome friends last week. And
you
I went
did?
To, yeah.
It's a windy road, though.
Yes, very windy roads. My friend Danny was driving.
House?
Yeah, I saw the Hahnenberger.
Oh, wow.
Very long wait to go there. Checked out the Spirit Room. That was exciting. A great band playing there, the Cadillac something or other. And, sorry, I don't remember their name. But, yeah, we had lunch at the Mile High
Mile High Club, yes.
Mile High Grill.
Yes, that's a really good place to...
And they had chicken livers on the menu.
Yuck.
And, what? I wanted that. It was slathered in bacon grease.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's what we're talking, right? Do you like that?
No, I like liver, yeah.
But in bacon grease?
Well, pâté.
I don't know. Yeah, liver pâté is awesome.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah, I like that.
Liver cheese?
No, thank you. No.
Liverwurst.
So it's a Mile High Club
you
ate at?
No, anyway, it was too expensive. I didn't need it. Because you can get, like, chicken livers really
How
cheap
much was
at the
it?
Store.
How yeah. much was it?
It was like $10, well, but I mean, for chicken liver.
Yeah, but the best thing
that's
is...
A, you just said chicken. What am I, chicken liver? I mean, right?
Well, you're right. That,
the best,
the
best thing is calf liver.
Calf liver? Yes.
Ooh,
yeah, I would much rather have that than
calf
chicken.
Calf liver with crispy bacon.
Yes.
How about veal?
Some cream sauce.
Veal scallopini.
Yeah, veal.
That's good, right? Scallopini? Or marsala? Which one?
I'm not too big on marsala.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
All right. Scallopini's good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep saying we got to do this breakthrough culinary.
You know, you're probably right, because there's some really good food out there.
Yeah. Oh,
my chicken sandwich was so good.
You had it? Yeah. And what was for dessert?
Just
popcorn
saying.
Popcorn ice cream.
Just saying.
Popcorn off ice cream?
Oh,
I don't
say.
Know.
Okay.
All right.
Back
we'll
you.
See what happens at the bar crawl next Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure Bobby will love it. She'll be eating a lot of popcorn ice cream.
No, I'm going to be eating it.
And she'll join you.
602-252-1480. If you have any questions for us, or if you have any movies that you've seen on Blu-ray,
do a
DVD.
Food and sex show.
Food and sex show.
Right, Eric? Would that be good? Food and sex?
I think we've had enough of the sex shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember the next one is the BDSM show on Valentine's Day weekend.
I'm telling you, I have a blister on the tip of my index finger from hitting the dump button so much.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Our listeners don't know this, but one of our guests last week said something that was really, really bad, and Eric caught it. So, but you didn't.
It was
you
funny.
Didn't catch it. You caught it, but I caught it and told you. I said, hit the dump button now. It was pretty bad.
When you said, push the button, I'm going to follow your lead there.
Yeah, it was something pretty bad.
Yeah. This is what they said. No, I'm kidding.
But maybe a food show.
Would be good.
Yeah, we'll
do
have to do a food
Sebastian?
Show.
Are you?
I do most of the cooking at home, yes.
So you're good chef then. You're like pretty good.
I would say I'm decent.
I think we should get a food show. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah. Well,
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, what do you think?
What was the question?
A food show, a chef show.
Yes, why not?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Again, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. If
Shannon,
you've seen any movies,
where are
you?
No. Shannon, where
if you've
are
seen
you?
Any movies lately in theaters or on DVD or Blu-ray, then give us a call. Or you, of course, can check out our website, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F, and that'll take you to our Facebook page.
Or if you just want to ask me questions about Sweden.
Or, yeah, of course, you can ask
absolutely.
Questions about Sweden.
Yes.
And you keep in mind, in about 10 minutes or so, we have on a really special guest from IKEA.
Mm.
And then after that, we've got a really special Swedish game that we're going to play. We're going to find out who will, the winner takes it all, right?
Oh, what would we be taking?
You got that?
I got that.
You got that? What was that a reference of? Dave, I'm surprised you didn't get it.
Oh, it's a Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
It's an ABBA.
Yeah, it's an ABBA song.
Winner takes it all.
I really love those songs, really. When did you first hear these songs?
Well, I mean, I grew up listening to that stuff.
Phenomenal, really. One of the best, don't you think, of all time?
Yeah. No, it's really good. And my wife really enjoyed it when we went and saw first we saw the movie, and then I got her the soundtrack. And then when it was playing here at the Gamage, I was like, okay, well, let's go watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, and it's still on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still plays down there, and just.
Yeah, I mean, it's been running in London for forever. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw it back when I was maybe 13, something like 14.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah. Oh, geez. That's fantastic, really.
Yeah.
I think so.
So, a few other DVDs. We talked about three of them in the last hour. So, now we've got three more that are coming out this coming Tuesday. So, we've got some early reviews for you. Of course, they were in theaters earlier. We didn't get a chance to talk about them. But here are a few thoughts about them now. Let's start with Noah. Now, of course, this is Russell Crowe as Noah. In other words, Noah's Ark, right? It's a biblical story.
You know, Nancy Reagan came out with that slogan. Just say no.
Just say no?
Yeah. Okay.
Noah. Okay. See, I didn't you know see how that. That doesn't. That's not even remotely funny?
Yeah, because Eric didn't
do the fake laugh.
Yeah. Do the fake laugh for me.
I don't have a fake laugh. I'm a very genuine person.
What did you think of the trailer for Noah?
You know, I actually didn't see the trailer, but
I sent it to you.
Yeah, I know, but I remember the trailer from when it was out in the movies.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to be this grand, huge movie, and it didn't last very long in the theaters, though.
Darren Aronofsky is, of course, the director of it, and you're familiar with his work, right, Sebastian? Yeah.
I heard they had a thing that it really wasn't biblical. They took it from some other. They went away from that.
Well, you know, in a way that this is kind of similar to Under the Skin, because it is yet another unwatchable. I made it through about an hour of it, and then I turned it off. I could not
slacker.
Stand it.
Sebastian, have you ever heard someone just walking out at end of their shift?
Well,
if you're a worker.
If you're a worker, no. But I mean, my brother walked out of theaters.
Oh.
He saw that really bad military movie with Bruce Willis. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, I remember it a while back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I don't remember the name.
He's like 20 minutes in. He's like, this is bull. I'm leaving.
Oh,
well, see,
okay.
That's the thing is that if it's an hour in, if it is already a thumbs down and I can determine there is no way that this is going to be any better,
yeah.
And I'm not officially review, because these aren't official reviews. These are on DVD.
Yeah.
If we were reviewing them theatrically, I would, of course, watch it from beginning to end, from black to black. But since these are on DVDs, you know, these aren't official Breakthrough Entertainment reviews. I'm just like letting our listeners know that these are on DVD.
Idea.
We missed them when they were in theaters. But Noah, it is so boring. A lot of comments on Rotten Tomatoes, people love it or hate it.
Oh.
And it is not exactly that biblical. It is weird. It is the only way that this movie would be enjoyable is if you were like on some sort of drug. It is a very trippy movie. There are stone people walking around, not stoned, but people made of stone walking around. And It is so weird, so weird. I did not get, of course, to the water scenes and everything, but you know, everything before that, weird and very, very boring, extremely boring. You know, good special effects.
What does stone people have to do with Noah?
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. They were these fallen angels or something, sky angels, and they angered God. But when they tried to save Adam and Eve. And then God said, okay, well, you're going to be punished by being made into stone for your entire, you know, existence.
Okay. How do you go on dates that way?
I don't know.
No, really, think about it.
Why would... Okay, let's think about it for a second.
All right, so you're, like, made of stone. You can't move. How would a date be like?
Well, they can
horrible.
Still move, right?
Oh, they can...
They can move, yeah.
Yeah, it's just that they're made out
of
stone.
They're just made of stone, yeah. So, anyway...
It's like the Ents. You know, the Ents in Lord of the Rings? The tree people?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But you hug a tree, though.
Uproot and keep walking.
Yeah, you uproot your location and move on. Yeah.
So you should uproot your location and move on. Do not rent Noah. Absolutely horrible.
Wow. Okay.
How about the other woman?
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah? Cameron Diaz.
Sort of looks silly. I like Cameron Diaz, but it looks sort of silly.
Leslie Mann.
I like her, too.
Oh, I know you do.
Yes.
I like her.
Yeah, she might be one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah?
And
she gets drunk a lot in this movie, though.
Yeah, it just looked probably too silly for me, and when it gets that silly, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Well, of course, the plot is Leslie Mann's husband is having an affair with Cameron Diaz, and then so they team up together to kind of like,
That's not even believable.
I know. Well, they want to destroy
Cameron Diaz.
They want to destroy the husband, and I don't want to say exactly what they do in the movie, but then they find out that he's cheating on both of them with someone else, Kate Upton.
Yeah, and well, she's cute. Well, they're all cute.
You
actually.
Know what? Actually, I never really. I mean, I was familiar with her, but I don't think she's that attractive. Honestly.
Oh, Kate Upton, the
no.
third girl.
And you know why? You know why she's not attractive?
You like the princess from Frozen,
Elsa,
but you don't like Kate Upton.
You know one reason why? Because I am a film columnist, and the princess from Frozen can actually act. The only person who can act less than Kate Upton is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but we're not talking about acting.
But
we're
Taylor
talking
Swift
about
is
she's
still
cute,
cute,
right,
yeah,
Sebastian?
I mean, no,
they didn't put her in the movie because she can act.
No.
Sebastian, you think she's cute?
Kate Upton is on my top 10.
Oh,
yeah,
my
come
gosh.
On. Yeah, I would agree with Sebastian, yes.
Her
yeah.
Her
assets
what?
Aren't even attractive. They're like...
Her assets?
They're too enlarged.
I think those are real.
Okay, well,
they are real.
They look okay. Well, anyway,
yeah,
I'm gonna.
All you have to do is sing by them and see if they explode.
I will disagree. I will disagree.
Respectfully, though.
Respectfully, yes.
Okay.
There are much more attractive women.
Okay, man, with the pet duck.
Yeah. Okay, I like it.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
So the other woman, I thought it was okay. It's mild thumbs up.
Okay.
It is very goofy. I lost interest near the end of it. I did make it to the end of it.
Oh,
though.
You did?
Yes. But I'm giving it a very, very mild thumbs up. Basically, because Leslie Mann is a great actress and great to look at as well. And
she's very cute.
And Cameron Diaz, she's a good actress as well. She's funny.
Great to look at?
She's sometimes, not always, not usually, but she's okay. Oh. I don't hate her as much as Eric does. But
who?
But Cameron better Diaz. Than Upton, you're saying?
Better than Upton, yeah. So
wow.
I'm sorry, I don't like Kate Upton.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
No popcorn for
Diaz,
you, Kate Upton
Kate
from Joseph. but would you kick her out of a popcorn ice cream scene?
Of course he wouldn't.
I know. Or would you?
Don't say yes because you know you're lying.
Would you? Well,
yeah. When you're.
Would you?
No,
not
I wouldn't.
Oh, you.
We can leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll just say, yeah.
All right, good.
And we'll talk about one more. So again,
okay, one more.
One more.
Yeah.
Lullaby. That will be on DVD and Blu-ray in a couple days.
Trailer.
You missed the trailer.
The reason is, as I was singing a lullaby to myself, I fell asleep. I missed the trailer.
Richard Jenkins, of course, is a great actor, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Richard, older guy. Richard Jenkins. Mm-hmm. He was in the.
Are you trying to convince us that we know who this is?
He's an ex-husband of Kate Upton.
No.
Oh.
Right. I don't remember the other movies that he's been in now, but the one where he is in the airport and the guy is playing the drums, an immigrant guy. He kind of helped him.
Tom
Hanks. Krishna's story?
Okay. No. Richard Jenkins.
Yeah, I know who he is now.
All right. Yeah. He's a good.
He was the father in Step. Brothers.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so
he is good.
Anyway,
good
he is dying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The character is dying in Lullaby, and so he invites his estranged son, played by you're familiar with him. No, he didn't saw it. But okay, Garrett Hedlund, of course. I think he's from Arizona, Garrett Hedlund. Or at least at one point he was here because he's got a lot of fans, and I think he went to school here.
I believe
what?
You.
Hedlund is a Swedish last name.
It is. Yes. Wow. Okay.
Hedlund.
So Garrett Hedlund is in the film as the estranged son, and he's a very troubled young man. He hates his father. His father, of course, didn't want to have anything to do with, or he didn't, so there's some issues there. I don't want to give it away too much.
No.
But a great cast. Of course, Amy Adams is in it as well. Jennifer Hudson is in it.
Or Kate Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
What do you think of Kate Hudson?
We're talking about Lullaby now, Dave. So Lullaby, and so he's the father, Richard Jenkins' character, has got cancer. He is dying, and he invites his family to, basically be around him. He wants to be off of life support, but the sister does not want him off of life support. So, there's some debates going on there.
I did see the trailer.
You did see the trailer?
Yeah, I did.
It is a wonderful film.
It looked pretty good.
Definitely check out Lullaby on Blu-ray, DVD this coming Tuesday. To recap these, Noah, Absolutely unwatchable. The Other Woman, a mild thumbs up. And Lullaby, a definite thumbs up. Check it out, Blu-ray and DVD. And I think we have a guest calling in, but we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back with our guest. So the song that's going to take us into this into the break is, of course, "Don't You Worry, Child" by the Swedish House Mafia.
Do you know them?
Not personally, but yes,
you've heard of them.
I listen to them all the time.
This is another one of those you hear at the crawls, at the bar crawls.
Oh, you do. You hear this stuff. Okay.
"Don't You Worry, Don't You Worry, Child."
I have not heard that, but I have heard of this. Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM. Studios KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And we will be right back with a very special guest.
From IKEA.
Swedish
IKEA.
Well, is there any others?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I think IKEA is Swedish.
Idea.
It is an idea. And we'll be right back.
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burt Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826, 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burt Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here on 1480 AM KPHX Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, Sebastian Orn, Eric Reinert, Trisha in and on location, I should say. What song is this? No, you're not supposed to sing, but
hey,
what song
it wasn't
is
in the
it?
Mic. Wake me up when it's all over. Of course. Yeah, if it's out of the mic, it's
I had no idea this
How
was
often
the Swedish.
Does that happen?
You didn't know that this is a really popular song.
I like this song.
I hear this.
It's a great
this is the Bar Crawl.
I had no idea.
Avicii.
Oh, okay.
Wake me up, Avicii. Yeah. And this is like reverse cowgirl music.
Okay.
I mean cowboy music.
There Never heard of that.
Yeah. No, that was. Anyway, yeah, that I didn't know it was Swedish either, but it's a
you
really popular song here.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
It's a very good song. It's really popular, and of course, it was also on America's Got Talent. One of the singers sang it a few weeks ago during the auditions, and so yeah.
Interesting.
This, of course, is Breakthrough, and America's Got Talent is on NBC. NBC has Welcome to Sweden,
That's
and we're
right.
celebrating that today. Welcome to Sweden is on Thursday nights on NBC, and we have on a really special guest. When I think of Sweden, I think of IKEA.
Yes.
And when I think of IKEA, I think of Sweden. It's opposite.
Yeah. Well, what a coincidence.
See, when I think of Sweden, I think of blonde hair, blue eyes. But when I think of IKEA, I think of Sweden. Eric, back me up on this one.
I'll back you up, Dave. I've got your back.
Hey, he's got my back.
Well, when you think of Becky Blaine, what do you think of?
I think of IKEA, the great store that I have bought stuff from because it's such fantastic stuff. No, really, I have the dining room table I bought.
Yeah, right. Well, that someone else had to put together for you.
Yeah, I didn't know how.
The store is located at 2110 West IKEA Way. They're so big that they've got their own street, IKEA Way in Tempe.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, 2110 West IKEA Way in Tempe. I've been to one in Illinois, and you know, it's I have to say the one in Tempe is almost as good, if not on par. So Becky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So, you know, first of all, IKEA, you know, where is IKEA from? Is it from Sweden?
It is. It was actually started in Sweden in 1943 by our founder, Ingvar Kamprad, and he had the vision to create a better everyday life for the many people, and so he decided to do that with bringing furniture to the many.
And, you know, the founder is listed as one of the world's richest people in 2013, which I find interesting. He's done very well.
Yeah, he has an amazing concept that we've been able to carry, you know, around the world. And we're very excited. You know, our store here in Tempe, we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary, if you can believe it. We've already been here for 10 years.
Wow.
And 375,000 square feet.
And
several different, how many different
levels
are there?
There's two floors.
Two floors?
When you enter in, you should take the escalator up and you browse the showroom first, get all of your inspiration, you know, in our room settings and pick out your furniture, and then you head down to the market hall and pick out your accessories and your textiles and bed linens and pick up picture frames and all that good stuff, and then you head into the warehouse and pick up your flat-packed furniture.
Now, say I'm shopping at IKEA, and, you know, it's just so big that I get hungry. And so I
help with that.
I don't want to leave and go to Beaver Choice, right? I mean, so what do I do?
So we've got a couple options for you. Upstairs on the second floor is also our restaurant, where we have our famous Swedish meatballs that we serve every day. On a busy day like today, like a Saturday, we might go through 14,000 meatballs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're one of our most popular items, you know, with the gravy and the lingonberry sauce. And then downstairs, we have a small bistro where we have hot dogs for 50 cents, ice cream cones for a dollar, and then we also have our Swedish food market, too. So if you want to take any of the Swedish delicacies home with you, you can do that from the Swedish food market.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, so if what is the most popular item that that is at IKEA? Like, you know, the most requested thing. When someone walks in and they say, you know, I heard about this item, is there anything in particular?
Well, I will tell you, look, aside from the meatballs, which are the number one seller in the restaurant, but when you get to the furniture side of things, I mean, with Pinterest over the last few years, you know, people come in all the time. They're like, that thing, I saw that. Or I see them buying a product, and I'm like, you saw that on Pinterest, didn't you? One of our most pinned items is our turquoise Raskoff kitchen cart on wheels. It sells for $49.99, and if you look online, you will see people using it from, you know, storage in the kitchen. They can wheel it around to people put it in their baby nurseries and put diapers and things in it, or kids use it as a night bedside table, you know, in college, because you can wheel it around, and has three levels for organization. It's really such a versatile product. Mm-hmm. That's definitely one of our most popular. And then our Calyx shelving unit, which used to be called Expedit. So it's been changed slightly in the design, but it's the storage cubes. And it comes in a four cube setup all the way to an eight cube setup to 4x4, which is 16 cubes. So it really can be used as a room divider, as a bookshelf. You know, basically storage and organization is what we excel at. And so if you need help getting your home organized, you can come to IKEA. We'll help you out.
Now, Becky, I'm going to ask Joseph and Greg here a question about the acronym of IKEA, I-K-E-A.
I-K-E-A?
I-K. You know what I'm talking about. Days but anyway, what, how did that, what does it stand for? I want to know if you guys know this. I did my homework. Did you guys do yours?
I was busy coming up with questions for our game, but so no, I did not. Is it international?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay, remember the founder's name? I can't pronounce it, but Ingvar Kamprad.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
So I-K, and then the E is from the farm where he grew up on, Elmtard, and the hometown is Agannard.
Agannard.
And this is something that I would have known?
Yeah, it's the acronym. Becky, did you ever hear that before?
Yes, we actually have it imprinted on our wall, so when you walk in, you can see.
So you knew, and it's shocking. My co-hosts did not know this. I get 2 points for that question.
Here's the reason, though. Because when I go into IKEA, I see all these different, you know, weirdly named items, all in Swedish.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to spoil it for you. Our game is all, you know, is it an IKEA item or just something that I made up? So,
oh, great.
It's seriously, that's what it is. So that's, I didn't want to spoil that too early because I didn't want you researching. But so how often are there new products in IKEA? And tell me about the design process.
So there are new products all the time coming into the store. And, you know, the design process, all of our designers work for IKEA. They're based mostly in Europe, but, you know, they come up with a concept or design, or they find something that, you know, might be missing out of the range. Maybe it's a requested item that, you know, people have said, oh, it would be really great if you carried such and such. And they start with the design, and then it goes through different rounds of approvals before it ever makes it, you know, to manufacturing. And so IKEA really kind of owns that process from design through manufacturing with, you know, the companies that we work with to source our materials all the way down to distribution. And throughout this entire process between, you know, quality, design, value, sustainability is always in mind too, so making sure that we use renewable products and resources and, you know, sustainable cotton and FSC-certified wood and things like that. But it's really cool just to kind of think and see, too, in the store, there'll be banners next to certain products that are the designer telling you how they came up with something or why they came up with something. And it's really just ingenious when you realize how everything fits together.
And then the naming process, because some of them are odd.
Yeah, there's different categories for names. So, like, textiles are all male and female Swedish names. Furniture might be all places or something like that, but everything has a reason behind it.
Okay, all right. So then I'm going to ask you to tell me the name first, but what is, you know, tell me one item that is new for the summer, you know, that you really recommend our listeners to check out at IKEA. What's the name first?
Well, this one is going to be a funny one because it's called the IKEA PS 2014 collection.
Okay.
Nice. So,
that one's a little easy to say.
All right.
But this is a brand new collection that we're showing in the store right now. And it's geared towards the young in mind, an urban dweller. There's fun, bright colors like turquoise and coral. They have a really cool stool, which has an LED light in it. So it can create mood lighting in a room or function as a, you know, seating if you need that. It's really cool, all of the different products that they created with this IKEA PS 2014 collection.
Terrific, terrific. Okay, well, you know, I have been there, and I've got some, you know, really interesting lamps. And, yeah, again, it is a great store. My aunt in Illinois, my Aunt Cindy, introduced me to the IKEA over in Illinois. And so I was so excited when she was here when it was opening in Tempe. So I went there around the grand opening time, and mm-hmm. I've been there a couple times since. It is a great place. You can find everything. And, of course, it's a back-to-school season as well, so that's perfect to find stuff there. So, again, IKEA, 2110 West IKEA Way in Tempe, 2110 West IKEA Way. And we were just honored to speak with you, Becky Blaine, on behalf of IKEA.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. And keep an eye out in the mail. The new catalog comes out this week, too.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you so you much. Too. Wow, that's sort of cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
this is a good store.
Yeah.
I know people just go there to
Walk around. And
no, for the Swedish meatballs. They just go there for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my cousin goes and she brings her son there too.
So that you can dine there. You just go for dinner there or lunch, I guess.
Free coffee in the morning.
Oh, is it? So, oh, nice.
I was going to say something. I'm going to say it during the break.
Okay, you may. You may indeed. But she was nice, and no one got my question, so I win.
Yes. Well, you
yes
know,
to what?
Huh?
Yes to what?
Yes. Nobody got your question.
Oh, you won. Good multitasker. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
Well, we're going to see if you win after the break. We've got a really special game. IKEA item or invented inanity. But, of course, before that, final countdown, because we're getting to the final countdown here. Europe is singing us into the break, right?
Yes. Yes. Your turn.
We've only got one more segment. So it's the final countdown.
Oh, that was good. Say it like a broadcaster.
This is the final countdown here on Breakthrough.
Phone one. I love the movie.
Hello,
phone.
And thank you for calling Movie Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1. And if
he's the original movie guy. Can you
film columnist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, no comment on that. Here he goes.
I'm just being entertained by you.
Okay.
If you want to try Sebastian's Swedish meatballs, press 2.
If you want a date with
Joseph, you must have
press 60. All right, this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Pop.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead.
Bars. Meat market. Gas.
High prices.
Politicians.
Liars.
Auto mechanics.
Ripoff. Guys, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieves with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with the mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. we take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, Sebastian Noren, Eric Reinert, Tricia on location. And thank you to Becky
Blaine
from IKEA. Great store. I've been there. And great food, especially the price is phenomenal. 50-cent hot dogs. Where do you get those?
Down at the bistro.
Yeah, but I mean, really, it's like no one has 50-cent hot dogs.
You know, it's easy on your wallet, especially if you're a family of, you know, a lot of people.
Family of 72.
Yes.
Anyway.
And of course, that song that was bringing us into this segment is Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that one.
The singer is Björn Skifs.
Ooh.
And he's still going strong. He's one of the most well-liked artists in Sweden.
Oh,
he's
nice.
He's doing a summer tour right now. I think he's probably in his early 60s by now.
Oh, very wow. Cool.
Well, you know, it serves two purposes because, of course, it is a song from Sweden.
Yeah.
But next week, we've got a really special show on. It's called The Guardians of the Galaxy Show.
Ooh.
And, of course, kind of like recently when you hear Hooked on a Feeling, mm-hmm. you can't help but think of Guardians of the Galaxy because that is the song that one of the songs that it's plays on the trailer for the movie. Star-Lord has that on his mix that he has, an awesome mix.
Well, we think differently because when I hear Hooked on a Feeling, I think of none other than
Ally McBeal.
Popcorn ice cream.
Okay. I think of a baby in a diaper dancing.
Yeah.
Ooga chaka. Ooga 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 chaka.
That was Joseph, by the way. Okay. I'm back to you.
All right. Well, you know, I should have said this earlier, but if anyone wants to play with us,
play the IKEA game
with us.
Oh.
602-252-1480. Uh-huh. 602-252-1480. You will not win anything, but you have to beat Dave. If you beat Dave, that's like the
easiest.
We've got to make sure that you beat Dave. So
easy.
We're going to start playing, but if you want, you can still call and you know, we'll let you join in on the game.
Okay.
Again, 602-252-1480.
Uh-huh.
I call this game IKEA item or invented inanity.
What's inanity mean?
It means nonsense.
Oh, okay.
Thesaurus.
Inane.
Yes, inane.
Inane.
Yeah. So, again, Sebastian's not allowed to play because this would be way too easy for him.
Let me play.
No, this would be way too easy.
Let me play.
No, if you want, you can tell them the answer, okay? All right, so.
Well, after we try to guess, you're saying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tell them the answer. I'm saying.
Why can I can play.
You want to bluff?
No, I'm playing.
But you answer last.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So first question, is it going to be the name of either an item or just something that I made up? Okay.
Coco. An item from IKEA.
From IKEA, yes, an IKEA item.
Not Kia automobile.
Right, and I know what they are too. By the way, you can go to IKEA and ask
Kia,
Becky.
What if Kia, the automobile place, had a phone? Would you call it an IKEA?
Probably.
Okay.
Coco snot.
Oh, that's definitely IKEA.
Yeah, it's real.
No.
It's not real.
It is real.
Oh, wow, it is.
So Dave Eric.
Coco snot. It's the Swedish word for coconut.
And it is a soil block.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
sounds
an IKEA
delicious.
Item.
I'm the IKEA in the lead.
I got the point, too.
Yeah, he got it. You're tied with Eric. Calm down. There's a lot of him.
Oh, I'm tied with Sebastian.
And Eric. It was only Greg who got it wrong.
I got it wrong. I'm being different.
All right. Next one.
Bring it on.
Colon.
Oh, not.
Yes.
What is it?
Not.
Colon.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Sebastian?
Seb.
No.
Wow. Who said it was real?
Yeah, I did.
Greg. Wow. Greg. Yes, it is real. Wow.
What?
Yes,
we
colon.
Don't believe it.
It's a floor protector at IKEA.
Floor protector.
It's a K-O-L-O-N.
Yeah, well, I could have used that 2 years ago.
Well, you should have spelled it. I would have got it then.
All right.
But they can't spell anyway, so it's okay.
But I would have got it.
No.
Okay, how about this one? FAPA.
FAPA? Jimmy FAPA?
Just FAPA. F-A-P-A.
Yes.
Dave, you got to go
no.
This time. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It is no. It's an invented inanity. It's Navi for top. It's a
top.
It's an avatar word. A word from Avatar.
What's it called again?
FAPA.
A
so
bikini.
Who got that one right? Who's?
We both. Okay. Have been on myself. All right. Excellent. Yes.
All right. So yeah. How about this one? Peacelinger. Peacelinger.
Yes. Someone to
yeah, someone else answer.
Peacelinger.
Is that an IKEA item?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes, it is. So Dave is the only one who did not get that
Eric
one.
Eric didn't say anything.
I said yes.
Oh, he said yes.
Yeah. That is actually a
Peacelinger.
Wall pockets.
Peacelinger.
A Peacelinger.
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 Peacelinger. Okay.
Yeah.
It's spelled really weird.
Mm-hmm. P-Y-S-S-L-I-N-G-A-R.
Peacelinger.
How about this one? Chocolate caca.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's real.
Yes, it's real.
It is real. It's like a cake there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah. Wow. So, kudos.
What did Eric get?
He said wrong.
No. Yeah, he got it wrong.
Me too. Darn it.
How about this one? Skinka.
Wow. That sounds so exciting.
Skinka.
Wow.
I went out with someone, a skinka. We should define what they
yes.
are.
Yes.
Greg?
Knowing Joseph, I would say yes, but I'm going to say no this time.
I'm
going to
say no.
I said no.
Yes.
Oh, darn.
And what did you say, Eric?
I said yes.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
So Eric and Sebastian.
Quinta.
That is, of course, a duvet cover and pillowcases.
Oh.
Jeez.
Exactly what I thought it was.
What did you just say?
What?
What?
I didn't say.
Yeah,
okay,
you
so
almost said.
IKEA item or invented inanity.
Oh, okay.
Fartful.
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 Oh, yeah, when you eat chili.
I'm going to have to say no on this one.
No.
Oh, man. I'll get aboard the train. I'll say no.
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It is. It is.
Wow.
Fartful.
Sebastian's
fartful.
Good at this.
Yeah, and do you know what that is?
Toilet bowl.
Well, he's got an advantage,
is,
doesn't he?
But
what?
I don't know what.
It's a workbench.
Okay.
It's a workbench.
I thought it was ex.
I know what the word means, but I mean,
yeah.
It was Eric's ex-wife.
Bladvas.
Oh, Bladvas. That's a disease. That's what I think it is.
Is that an IKEA item or an invented inanity?
It's a medical condition.
It's real.
Yes.
Eric says real. Greg says
I
real. You
I'll
have to go.
I'll say it's real.
It's real.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
Watching,
because
you,
he was watching him shake his head.
I know.
And
that's
was like nodding.
I know. So that's.
Yeah,
what's another one?
How about this one? Hakken Crocs.
What you do on a date?
I say no.
I say no.
Yes.
Nay, nay.
It is not. It is not. Is that's actually a Dr. Seuss animal.
Oh.
Yeah.
True. So, okay.
Yeah. So.
What else we got?
Next one is, let's see. Stink Lover.
Stink Lover?
Stink Lover.
Stink Lover.
Yes.
Spell that.
Yeah.
S-T-E-N-K-L-O-V-E-R.
Stink, not stink.
No. Someone that cleans bathrooms?
Stink.
Stink Lover.
Stink Lover.
Yes, it's real.
Oh.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm not.
He looks like he is.
No,
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to
say
yes?
Yes.
It is.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a duvet cover and pillowcases. Again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. The Skanka was a pan. I'm sorry.
Wouldn't want my head on that. Okay.
Yeah, so everyone got that one correct.
Yeah.
That means stone clover.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
How about this one? Donbass.
Oh, that is excellent.
Donbass.
Donbass.
Sounds like dumb.
Yeah, it's a dumb.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
like.
I'm
going to say no, because I think Sebastian got fooled on that one. No.
Yes.
No.
Ah, yes. No.
Oh, I didn't have a chance, so I'm going with Sebastian. No.
Yeah.
It is. You shouldn't have went with Sebastian.
Oh, it is?
Greg got it.
Yeah, Greg got it. That is a Donbass. D-O-M-B-A-S. Yeah, that's an armoire wardrobe that you can find at IKEA.
The wardrobe.
Yeah, he knows that one.
The dumbass. Yeah.
There we go.
How about, let's see, Prickig.
Well, I'm not taking that one. Not touching that. I just won't touch that.
All right.
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm saying yes.
No, that's got to be a no, right, Sebastian?
It's a yes.
It is a yes. So everyone gets it except for you, Dave. That's a dotted microwave lid.
Yes, it is.
Dotted.
Oh, it's a dotted.
That wasn't pricky. That's what it means.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. And let's do, of course, we're playing in a Swedish game here. We'll just do another couple here.
Where's Spin the Bottle with the Babaramas?
We should have played that, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one word here that I'm going to say off the air because I think it's too much.
Yeah, I agree.
How about Ekby Trigiv?
Something you've never done?
Ekby Trigiv.
No.
No, that can't be a no. That's a no.
Eric?
Yes.
What is it again?
Ekby Trigiv.
What's that? Swedish
so Sebastian.
Morning home show.
Yes.
It is. Oh. Yes. So Eric and Sebastian. That, of course, is a shelf.
Yeah, of course.
A shelf.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a great shelf.
Yeah, that's a great shelf. How about Marklar?
Oh, that's definitely a no. Marklar.
That's real because the way you just said it.
Marklar.
That's real.
Yes.
No.
Nope.
It is not.
Marklar.
Yeah.
And do you know what Marklar is?
Yeah, it's a legal term
I've heard low-end attorneys. I know what it is, but yes, you have to say it. I'm going to be like, oh.
An alien race on South Park.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And, yeah.
Yeah, they're the Marklar. All they say is Marklar.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So how about Savik?
Yes. Oh, that's a Jewish holiday.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a no.
It's a yes.
No, it's a Jewish holiday. It's a no.
It's a yes.
Yes.
I honestly don't know that. I'm going to say yes. But I don't honestly
know. It is not. It is not real. So, Dave, you got that one?
That's the 10-point one, right, isn't it?
No, no. Oh. But that was actually a Star Trek character, which is probably why you got that.
That's how I remember. That's the lady that looks like Spock.
Okay.
Don't watch Star Trek.
Never seen it. No.
Wasn't that Kirstie Alley?
Yeah, Slavic.
Yeah, then she ate the character.
Yeah. And now I'm going to say this last one. In case you don't like it.
Oh,
or maybe I'll spell it. I'm going to spell it, okay?
No, this one's way, I don't like it. It's going bye-bye.
Okay, well,
it's
either way.
Bye-bye.
This one's a five-pointer, right?
This one is a five-point.
And if you want to know if we dump it, call us or call Joseph.
This is, if you dump it, you can always ask me. This is, it's either real or a real item that you can find at IKEA or just something that I'm saying, okay?
Get ready for the dump button.
I am. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
It's spelled MILF.
Oh, that's not bad.
MILF.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, MILF.
We even have a GILF after you named Bobby.
Yeah, we do. Bobby.
Yeah. Well,
MILF, is that real or not?
Well, that's definitely real.
I think it's real.
Because
you wouldn't have been afraid to say it if you didn't have to say it because it was
or
real.
Or I just made something up and
no,
I wanted to say it.
No, we don't think you did that. We think it's real. Right, Sebastian?
You have to say something?
Well, it's a brand of drug as well. Yeah. But I'll, in the show Weeds, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Well, we think
Sebastian?
I got to say no. I've never heard that before.
Oh.
It is. It's a real item there.
So
yes.
5 points.
What is it?
I actually have a
technology problem.
They probably make up words over there at IKEA.
Yeah. So let's see our score.
That means I lost.
So we add five points to Dave, and we add five points to Greg, 5 points to Eric. And wow, we by 1 point, you by 1 point, Eric wins. Yeah. Everyone else is tied.
Eric.
Wow.
Everyone else is tied. Eric won. Yeah, you beat Sebastian just because of that last point.
Congrats.
By 1 point, because everyone else is tied with Sebastian.
So technically I won, unless we had a 5 point question.
Well, that was the 5 point. Well, yeah, because the 5 point question.
I'm going to the casino after the show.
Yeah, you should go. Or you can go to IKEA, of course, because this was our Sweden show. Breakthrough Entertainment Sweden show is all in honor of Welcome to Sweden.
And Sebastian.
It's Thursday nights on NBC. Not Sebastian, but Welcome to Sweden.
He might be.
And, of course, this is the last song on the first episode of Welcome to Sweden. And since I had a technology crash, what's the name of the song in the band? It's a
Illusionist.
Illusionist. And who is it saying? Someone?
Why do you know what it is?
No, because it crashed.
Your phone crashed?
Okay. No,
it's Amanda Jensen, Illusionist.
Amanda Jensen, Illusionist.
She's awesome.
It's a great song.
I thought you were giving me a trick question.
No, I'm sorry.
10 points.
Yes, so great song. Show. Check out Welcome to Sweden. And next week, Guardians of the Galaxy show here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Watch that movie, right?
Yeah. Star-Lord.
Not out till Friday, right?
Not out till Friday.
All right. Well, stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk coming right up here on 1480 AM. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480